Now, Anthony, before we move too quickly away from that gospel lesson, what we just heard was instructions for you, and indeed instructions for all of us as you enter this new life of Christianity and your own sainthood. Remember to love your enemies and to do good to those who hate you and to bless those who curse you and pray for those who abuse you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Those are our instructions today from our Lord as we remember this Saints' Day. Today is All Saints' Sunday. We remember all those who have graced our lives, living and dead. We celebrate the champions of the faith, the martyrs and the prophets, those who have moved us with words and music, who lift up our spirits to God. One of the saints that I remember today, and every All Saints for that matter, is my late itinerant preaching grandfather. His name was Elmer, a good southern name if anything. And yes, my cousins and second cousins and third cousins these days would call him Elmer Fudd. Grandpa spent a lot of his years as an itinerant Baptist preacher. Now, when I say Baptist, I don't mean big-time Baptist like Second Baptist with all of their locations scattered around town, or even Houston's First Baptist with their magnificent water feature facing I-10. No, I'm talking small American Baptist church houses. He preached at these Baptist churches across the southern Midwest in places like Paducah, Kentucky, Gorville, Illinois, and small towns in Arkansas. What reminds me of Grandpa on days like All Saints is his trust and call to serve only God and live out the good news of Jesus Christ. He had a simple, yet very genuine faith. He wasn't educated, but had a profound knowledge of Scripture. He never went to seminary and probably never even knew where one was. But his heart as a pastor was enormous as his wisdom. And he also knew that he served as one who was sent, which was unmistakable. He never had much money. He had little to give. But he gave himself and all that God had given him, which was the love of Christ and the message of his gospel. So when I think of sainthood and true discipleship, I tend to think of Grandpa. You see, as a simple, hard-working man of little means, he would have taken great comfort in Jesus' words today. I'll reread them from the contemporary English. They have a bit more of an edge to them. Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "God will bless you, people who are poor. His kingdom belongs to you. God will bless you, hungry people. You will have plenty to eat. God will bless you, people who are crying. You will laugh. God will bless you when others hate you and you won't have anything and won't have anything to do with you. God will bless you when people insult you and say cruel things about you, all because you are a follower of the Son of Man." All Saints Day always falls on November 1st. The following day is All Souls Day, November 2nd. When we remember not the great and virtuous saints who wrote the Gospels, became sainted by the church, or whose names graced many parishes around the world, but rather All Souls commemorates all of the faithful, those who you know, the everyday saints that St. Paul speaks of. This day, which is All Saints Sunday, we venerate them all, including saints like Grandpa Goolsbee and those whom you have known and loved but see no longer, the everyday saints. There is some validity, I think, to this expression of everyday saints. As we ponder the setting of Jesus' sermon this morning to those gathered. Now, just before Luke 6:20, where the gospel lesson begins today, Luke writes, "He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people." Now, in Matthew's version of this sermon, Jesus is on a mount. You've heard of the Sermon on the Mount, right? Well, in Luke's version, there is no mount. As Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place. David Lose writes, "What strikes me as interesting in both the narrative movement and description of the listening crowds is the profound act of sheer accommodation we see taking place here. The crowds come to listen. They also come to have their illnesses cured and demons cast out and needs met from his abundant power. These people are vulnerable in the extreme, and Jesus knows that. So rather than invite them on a spiritual pilgrimage up the mountain or beckon his disciples up the mountain to talk about the people, Jesus comes down in their midst to talk to them and to meet them in their vulnerability and need." Think about this imagery for a moment. The picture Luke is painting for us today is that Jesus meets us where we are. How often do we doubt our worthiness or our adequacy to be followers of Jesus? Or, God forbid, tell others about Jesus or our lives of faith or what it means to be blessed or what it means to be a Christian or what it means to be an Episcopalian? This is sainthood in all its simplicity. Grandpa was not a complicated, educated man who sought to take a scholarly approach to teaching theology through biblical exegesis, redaction, criticism, or the soteriological nature of Christ. Interesting stuff, interesting language, but we can talk about that at Christian Education Hour or somewhere else. But these are not subjects that the everyday Christian or the everyday saints discuss, is it? Grandpa was a simple man who simply believed in the love of Jesus and wanted to tell others about him. And just because he did it with a floppy Bible doesn't mean that you and I need to. Sharing our stories may be saying complimentary things about our church community and its value to you and your family. This goes a long, long way in our lives of being little saints. This is sainthood in all its simplicity. We continue the life of the saints today as we baptize yet another into the new life of grace. We remember that All Saints is also a baptismal day. And in each baptism, we wash away our old identity. We are washed clean of the world entirely. And we emerge somehow new. Anne Lamott describes baptism this way: "Most of what we do in worldly life is geared toward our staying dry, looking good, not going under. But in baptism, in lakes and rain and tanks and fonts, you agree to do something that's a little sloppy, because at the same time, it's also holy, even absurd. It's about surrender, giving in to all those things we can't control. It's a willingness to let go of balance and decorum and get drenched." You will be in a few minutes, man. "And in the Christian experience of baptism, the hope is that when you go under and you come out, maybe a little disoriented, you haven't dragged that old day behind you. The hope, the belief, is that a new day is upon you now. This new day is a result of God's radical grace in Jesus. The God who comes to us in Jesus and meets us on level ground also sanctifies each of us in baptism that we may be agents of grace in this world. You don't have to be a genius in theological discourse or biblical interpretation and history. My grandfather is proof of this. All we need to do is believe that the one who meets us on level ground, the one who meets us where we are, still meets us." This All Saints Sunday reminds us that we too are saints. Washed in the waters of baptism, we take on a new identity. That is, the identity given us by the God of grace, who meets us right where we are, on level ground. Amen.